the exercise was carried out by Operation Vanguard. And the Operation Vanguard, you are aware, is a national decision. It was approved by cabinet and is a joint interministerial initiative and being hosted by Minister of Defense. So if you want to know the reasons that inform the Operation Vanguard team to come into the northern region, and they went to the Dalam and that of some other areas around the Bali area, they do the Galamsi. Why they went into those areas? They will be the people who can talk with certainty in regards to why they did that and what really informed them. Out of that one, RETEC did not sanction it, and RETEC wasn't part of the operation. And the Operation Vanguard, they have a responsibility towards achieving their objectives for which they have been set. And they go to any part of the country as and when they think appropriate.
So they were not also acting based on any intelligence provided from the Northern Regional Security Council?
No, they are also intelligent. They work across everywhere. In fact, the military, they are leading it. That is why the defense minister is in charge. And he's ready to give any response to that. And they are in charge. That they are aware, the national is aware. They give the directives. And they did what they did as far as Operation Vanguard is concerned. But RETEC didn't sanction it, and RETEC wasn't party to that.
Meanwhile, NDC executives in the northern region have condemned the burning of 14 tipper trucks and an excavator at Afayili in the Kumbungu district of the northern region. At a news conference today, the regional secretary of the NDC, Ralph Halid, said the trucks should have been impounded instead of being burnt. He dismissed suggestions that the NDC was trying to score political points with the matter.
In our press conference, we clearly indicated that as much as the regional executive committee will not condemn any form of lawlessness, but you cannot justify the protection of the water bodies by using a lawless act. The fact that the Rexet had a very strong feeling that the water bodies were being destroyed, the only way they could have done was to use the due process to get these issues resolved, but not to burn down the tipper trucks and the excavator. Even when at the time that the burning was taking place, the drivers and the driver assistants were not armed. So that's what I indicated in the interview, that the force that was used was disproportionate, and we considered that as unlawful, particularly when the Mining Act is very clear on how.
We are told several attempts have been made to get these guys out of the place, including under your regime. You tried getting these guys to stop the devastation acts over there.
That's why I said it's just the application of reasonable force. And the application of reasonable force was to get the drivers arrested and seize the vehicle and allow the due process to take place. We are not denying the fact that if something went wrong, the law should not be applied. But for them to have gone a step further in burning down the vehicles, that could have even, in the worst case scenario, would have been seized for the state, and that could have provided jobs. The president of the republic came with the promise that he was coming to protect the public peace. But to have seen a regional minister who tried using the security forces to do what he did, the vehicles could have been conspirated, forfeited, seized, and handed over to the state.
What would you say if I suggest you are trying to take advantage of this to score political points?
That's why I indicated we are not going to score political points. This is an issue that is of a major concern. That's what I indicated in the press conference, that as a political party, we are major players, and we cannot sit back and watch for things to go wrong in our region. It is just a matter of drawing the attention of the powers that be that something very disturbing had happened in our region. And that's why we are calling for an independent investigation to find out the circumstances that might have led to such an act.
You heard Northern Regional Secretary of the NDC, Ralph Halid.